Most of you know who I am. My name is Ty Anderson, and I want to tell you why I sing. I grew up in the culture of the church. I went to church on Sunday. I did the Wednesday evening events. I even went to a Christian private school. I was taught all the Sunday school stories of the Bible. But there's something that a lot of you don't know about me. I am a burn victim. And as a kid, when I heard about the never-ending burning lake of fire, it put a fear in me that you just can't understand. I remember laying in my bed at night pleading with God, I don't want to go to hell. Please just come into my heart, please. But I didn't feel different. And my life didn't really seem to change, and so I did it again the next night, and I did it again the next night. In middle school, I was burned again for the second time, and all the things that I was taught growing up just didn't stick anymore. And a lot of the way that I act now is because of this trauma. And at that age, I remember one day just deciding that if this is it, God, if this is the life that you would have for me, I don't want it. I don't want anything to do with it. F you. I'll do it myself. I lived through high school, through college, just desperately clinging, grabbing for anything that would fill this this emotional void that was inside of me. I lived with my own voice telling me in my head that I was stupid, that no one cares what I think, that no one wants to hear it, just shut up. And I would have these contests with myself in school where I would go and I would see how long I could go without having to say a word to anyone. And that was the game, and my record was too many days. I was quiet and alone, and I found my voice in music, but it wasn't good music. It was music that filled me with lies, with anger. And I picked up a guitar and I discovered that I was good at it. And so I put my identity in music, my emotion in music, and it burned me out. And I quit making any music after college. I put my identity in relationships, and those failed and they broke me inside. And yet, through all of this time, I went to church as a non-believer. I even played on the worship team as a non-believer. And I think my hope was that one day I would discover that all of this was just a lie. And then I would know for sure. Or one day I would discover that it's all true. And then at least I would know for sure. I lived my life lost, alone, broken, numb, ignored, bitter, hopeless. I lived in solitude, and one day I was at my lowest, and at the time I lived on this narrow one-way residential street next to a college, and I got on my motorcycle and I hammered the throttle back, and I remember the wheel up in the air at 120 mile an hour, and everything in my head just slowed down. And I thought, this is a busy road that intersects with another busy road, and if that doesn't end me, then I know for a fact that this road dead ends into a brick wall, and at 160 mile an hour, that school's brick wall will end it for me. And in that moment, it was almost like slow motion. Something inside of me said, slow down, go home. And my hand came off of the throttle, and I went home and I walked in the door, and I fell on the ground and I prayed in tears, oh, okay, God, if you don't want me dead, then what do you want? What do you want me to do? I'll do whatever you want. And instantly in that moment, there was one word in my head. Worship. And so I picked up this guitar that was left in my apartment. It wasn't even mine. And I played the four 1990s worship song sheets that were in the case. And I played them over and over. And that's when it all changed for me. Don't get me wrong. Mostly it was a slow change. But I started to see my own selfishness. I started to see how sinful that I really was. And God worked in me to change my heart. And in those early years of being a believer, songs of worship in the Bible got me through so much. I would have panic attacks, and when they started, I would pick up my guitar and I would sing my heart out to God, desperate for Him, or I would pick up my Bible and I would read it until my attention was on Him and not on me anymore. So fast forward some, and I had stopped reading the Bible because I wasn't really desperately needing it anymore, and I got lazy. I still worshiped Him for all that He had done, but I didn't really seek to grow in knowledge of Him. I didn't really seek to grow in love with Him, and I was just content to sit in this wonder of how He had saved me. And that's not really a bad thing, but the memories of what He did for me, they faded. And the emotional impact of what He had done faded, and it seemed like my relationship with Him faded. And I started to pursue a music career, and one day after a gig, I get home and it's 5 a.m. and I have church practice at 7 a.m. And I realize that these two things are at war over me. The world and its fame, or using the gifts that God gave me for the church for His purpose. And I had to decide which one was I going to let win. And not longer after that, I was really challenged by someone about what I believed was true, about what the Bible taught about it, and I couldn't really back it up. In that moment, it opened my eyes that I didn't really know God's word as well as I had convinced myself that I did. I didn't really know why I believed what I believed, and so I picked up the Bible again to read it for what it had to teach me, that I could really know God, that I could really know what I believed. I didn't have someone that came alongside me and helped disciple me. I didn't have a small group that helped me grow in my faith, but I had His Word. I had the Bible, and I grew because I soaked myself in it. And that's what grew me the most, was discovering who God was, discovering His truth, this truth in His Word that really forged in me what my faith was really in. And I discovered more of who God actually was, not just what I wanted Him to be, because truthfully, I think that I had been treating God more like a genie that was supposed to grant all my wishes. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "With the Lord's authority, I say this, live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused." That was me. Their minds are full of darkness. That was me. They wander far from the life that God gives because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against Him. That was me. But in verse 20, it says, "But that isn't what you learned about Christ, since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from Him. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and your attitudes, and put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy." I am not who I once was. I am changed in every way, and God gave me hope when I had none. He gave me His love when I was lost, looking for it in all of the wrong places. And because of Him, I was given another chance at life. I was made new. And every time I would pick up the Bible, I discovered more of who He really is. He revealed Himself to me a little more each time. And my response, worship. And so I can grow in this awe and wonder and this reverence for who He is and because of what He's done. And that's why I sing, because He saved me from my own destruction and because of who He really is. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace that the God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame? The cross is spoken. I am forgiven. The King of Kings, He calls me His own. Beautiful Savior, I am yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope.